And where cows and sheep are sent out to graze.
Pasture.
And a small fence made of pieces of wood about that wide.
Picket fence.
Does the wood have to come to a point to be a picket fence in your mind?
Yes.
What if it doesn't come to a point? What if the boards are about that thick and they're right together? Would you have a special name for that?
Oh, I thought it was just a wire fence.
All right, that's all right too. That's another thing I want to get. You don't have a distinction, another name for that kind of a fence?
I mean, if it's a tall one?
Well, what would you call those tall ones around playgrounds, for instance?
Fence.
All right. And how about the ones out in the country that have sharp things on it? Sharp, you know, they use them in wartime, too, to stretch them out over.
You mean those ones that are real heavy wire?
This is not so heavy, such heavy wire. These are things that have, like, needles on it. They're sharp.
I know, but there's some kind of called cyclone fence.
Well, that would probably be...
That's they have around the playground.
Yeah. Now, how about the these wire fence? Did you ever hear barbed wire fence or bob wire fence? Which one do you use? How would you pronounce it?
Barbed wire.
All right. And fences out in the country made of split logs. Okay. How about things you drive in the ground when you're putting up, when you're building a fence, you know, you drive these things in the ground, they're about this, maybe this big around.
Stakes?
Or? Well, you might call it a telegraph pole, or you might call it a telegraph, similar to that. The goal, they tore down the goal.
Post.
Plural.
Post.
And a stone wall or fence made of loose, a wall or fence made of loose stones or rock.
A brick wall?
And good dishes are sometimes called, same name as that big country over, in the east.
Well, Hungary?
In the east, no, near Japan, you know, the Far East.
Oh, China. I thought you meant something to eat.
No, I see. Now, how about come up with Hungarian goulash? How about what chicken lays a...
An egg.
And you put these two words together that we've been talking about.
China egg?
Did you ever hear that?
No. What is it?
Something that's put in the nest, a foolish chicken. She thinks she's just laid an egg, you know. It encourages her to lay more, but you know, it's a dirty trick.
Does it ever work?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's a common expression on the farm. A wooden vessel with a handle on the top that you might use for carrying water.
Bucket.
And a one made of tin or plastic, maybe a little smaller.
Pail. Or also plastic container.
Okay. How about one used for housework? You might put scrub or mop in front of the word.
Pail.
We just say it together.
Scrub pail?
And you put the refuse in a what?
Garbage can.
Yeah?
Garbage can.